everyone that's here again. And I would propose that I have no additions to the agenda this morning. Are there any additions to the agenda this morning? Hearing none, a motion to approve the agenda circulated would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Councilor Fraley. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have no presentations this morning under 3.0. We have no petitions to file this morning. Are there any petitions to be filed this morning? Second call for petitions. Third and final call for petitions. We have no petitions this morning. That brings us to 5.0, public question comment session. This is an area on the agenda where we allow residents in the gallery to speak for up to 5 minutes. Please state your name and address.
Leon. Yes, Mr. Mayor. Leon Robinson, College Street in Liverpool. A couple of comments if I could. Under 8.1 there, you'll be looking at adopting the branding project, adoption of the brand, and you've come up with recommending Queen's Course as the name of the tagline of Seek Nature's Rewards. I think that's a very good suggestion, and hopefully it gets approved later this morning. Also, I heard on the radio this morning that Liverpool is up for a nomination for an award with respect to the current project. It's here a year or so ago, and we'll know later on in the year. It'll be announced, I guess, in the Prairie somewhere, or the Edmonton or wherever, where the current is this year.
It's always great to receive recognition and promotion of Queens through these issues, so we're pleased with the nomination.
Yes, it sounded very good. The other, excuse me, one other item with the 5 minutes not up is under 9.2. You're using your suggestion that you use as a permanent election list, the provincial list, the latest one. Just a question there. I was just wondering, it's been some time now since the provincial had an election. I'm just wondering how you bring that up to date. Is there a procedure for that?
It's my understanding that the province updates that after every election, including provincial and federal elections. So it should be at this point when we get the year fully updated.
Is it updated right to this point?
I am understanding that's the case.
It is, eh? Okay. And also, that would have to be then divided into districts, in your 7 districts that you have. So that's up to your returning officer to do that, is that correct?
I expect so, yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leon. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak this morning?
David Huskin, 160 Church Street. I kind of wish everyone a Merry, a Happy New Year and all this. I haven't been around much. And it's so nice to hear people's voices.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other member of the gallery? Second call for comments from the gallery. Well, thank you this morning. Appreciate your comments. Under 6.0, we have approval of minutes. We have 6.1, regular council minutes, January 28, 2020. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes circulated? Hearing none, a motion to approve those minutes would be in order. Moved by Deputy Mayor Kelly, seconded by Councilor McLeod. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Yes, sir.
All those in favor? It is unanimous, thank you. Under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises, we have nothing coming forward today. Under 8.0, economic development, we have 8.1, Region of Queens Municipality Branding Project. And I would ask our Director of Economic Development, Jenny Rocket, to come forward this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who would like to take the lead on this recommendation?
Christine.
Deputy Mayor Kelly. Deputy Mayor.
Get ready,
Councilor Fancy.
What?
Yes, would you like to read it?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality adopt Queens Coast as its brand, along with the tagline, Seek Nature's Reward.
Second by Councilor Fancy. So Jenny, when you're ready.
Oh dear. I have the wrong. Okay. This is on a different background. I meant to take the white one, which would have, so it would just be a white background and the colors would pop a little bit more, so I apologize for that. If you want me to get the other one, I certainly will. Okay, we're here. So this project has been ongoing for about a year now. As you know, M5 has been working on this, and we've come to agreement on Queens Coast Seek Nature's Rewards. There were four public engagement sessions held in the summer. There was an online survey. They had a presence at Privateer Days. We used our summer ambassador position to take a like a mobile box around with postcards so people could fill it out, and she encouraged people to engage in that. And M5 also did a provincial survey and added a question. It was a survey that they were doing anyway of about 400 Nova Scotians, and they added a question about Queens County, in which more than half didn't know where Queens County was. So we also had a little bit of a positioning and location issue that came out of that. So Queens Coast was chosen because it's different, it separates us from all the shores, it has a nice ring to it, and excuse me, and beaches were a thing that rose to the top of the list when asked what the icons of Queens County were. Yeah, I don't know if there's anything else. If anybody has any questions, I think we've like been through this lot.
Any councilor have a question or a comment on this issue? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
Well, I'd just like to say, yeah, it has been a year. We put this in the budget last year, the same around about the same time, and I'm so pleased that we did do this and that it's all coming through now, because it positions us so well to do the work that we want to do going forward from here, and positioning Queens County, and you know, Queens Coast says it all about Queens County. I mean, everyone, as far as we can remember, when you talk about Queens County, why do people come here? And it's the beaches. And, you know, it's also when we say about Queens Coast, and I do know that they'll come here for the beaches, they'll come here for the coast, but we are on the coast, and it is all of Queens County. And then we can offer them Seek Nature's Rewards and do that whole marketing campaign to take them in and throughout Queens County, all the way up to Kedgy. So I think it's, yeah. and I really love the idea that it's Queens Coast has marketability for national and international markets as well. So I just love everything about this, and I hope that, I know that we've got a marketing campaign set out for to explain this to everybody, and I hope that that goes really well as well. And I think it's going to be an easy thing to do, because it is nice to say Queens Coast.
Thanks.
Councilor Fancy?
Yes, I think the name is catchy, because it keeps it close to what Queens County says. If we start swaying too far from it, people don't understand if we can lose our identity of where we are. Along with it, I must say too, that along the way, when this first came up, we weren't for it, for especially the country, because we wanted to make sure this country was captured somehow.
Of course.
People might say Queens Coast, and you say we bring them here for the coast, and they'll find everything else. If we had to come to a spot where we had to say there'll be a lot of pictures that will be coming along with it, which will show forth the rest of the country. So the county won't feel like, oh, we just did something on the coast and we didn't capture the county. The county will be captured in pictures and such. Yeah, that's my understanding.
Yes, and I think that we've been, and also M5 has been sensitive to that, so as they're kind of looking ahead, and even some of the marketing things that I've seen now, there have been photos of the interior and references to the inland areas.
I just want to let them know the county that it wasn't just a one shot outside and not remembering the rest of the county.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Councilor McLeod?
Jenny, you've done a fine job, and as I say, in the beginning, I was, took a little bit of time to warm up to this because, you know, you really wanted to include the whole county,
mm-hmm.
region of Queens. But looking at it now and kind of getting that little, in my head, you know, it's like when you refer to international or you refer to Canadian designations, it's often referred to as the West Coast or the East Coast.
Right.
But when they think about East Coast, they may click in that little Queens Coast in it as well.
Yeah.
So it's a real good marketing jingle to put in there.
Yeah, I think
I
so
really
too.
Like that. And I like the design that you've created as well with some of your artwork.
Thank you.
Any other councillor? Councillor Fraley?
Again, well done. Thank you so much for that. It's good to note that we have a really good plan moving forward so that this just doesn't become a one-off, and because, as everyone knows, the important step is now getting it out there,
mm-hmm.
and everything we do should lean back to Queen's Coast, and so that, you know, we have good recognition from everybody. So hopefully when we go to Saltscapes, you know, in the future or another trade show,
mm-hmm.
they automatically get it. So
yeah.
It's really important to kind of keep focused and to everybody to speak the same language. So it's great, thank you.
You're welcome. And we are working with M5 on creating a booth for Saltscapes, so it will be on brand.
Yeah.
And by the end of this week, I expect that we'll have our logo suite and the brand document, as well as like letterheads and business card designs, and we've built in a little bit of time for feedback in case we have any changes to that. And I've already seen some of their like suggested images for Facebook cover pictures and things like that, so it's looking really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Great news. Councilor Fisk?
Jenny, I only got a few words to say is that I feel that you've put life into the region of Queens for the long term, and you did a great job.
Thank you. It's been a really great process, I have to say. It's been really interesting. I feel like I've learned a lot, and it's been good. Yeah, thank you.
Councillor Johnson?
Well, Jenny, I know I voiced my concerns as well, but as a compromise, I'll be supporting this today, and I like the idea of the tagline, to seek the nature of rewards, which
mm-hmm.
makes it, whether it's coast or shores or whatever, it makes it a bit more palatable and more inclusive across the whole province. And I don't profess to be any kind of a marketing guru, but I do agree with Councillor Fraley that now is the tough work. When
yes.
the rubber hits the road and we have to live this, and the application of it,
yeah.
that it shows all of that inclusiveness. So. Good job.
Thank you. And I expect that M5 will be in at some point to give a presentation on what they envision their promotion campaign to look like. And we haven't scheduled that yet, but I would say it will be sometime in March. Yeah. And thank you.
Councilor McLeod?
Jenny, just a question about the basic, I would assume that it's a copywritten kind of tag, is it? Or can other organizations use this in some of their marketing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we should be able to provide them with that, and I think that's one of the purposes of having a branding document is so that we can share that and so that it can be applied in the right way with the right colors and the right font and things like that. Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other councillor have a question? Comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll move on to 9.1. I would ask Heather Cook, the Communications and Engagement Coordinator, to come forward to the presentation desk. Mm-hmm. 9.1 is a Kin Canada 100th Anniversary Flag Request.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens and Municipality approve the application made by Kinsmen Club of Liverpool to have the Kin Canada 100th Anniversary Flag flown on the Special Purposes Flagpole located on Henry Hennessy Drive, Liverpool, for a 2-week period from February 14th through February 28th, 2020.
Seconder to that? Councilor Muse? Heather, would you like to give us an update on this one?
Sure. As you can see from the attachments with the paper, the proper paperwork's been filled in. The application meets with our standards outlined in our policy. And yes, once if this is approved, I'll be contacting the Kinsmen Club. They'll bring us a flag, and it will go up late Friday afternoon.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Councilor Fancy?
Don't fully understand the back part there with the proclamations. We don't do proclamations.
We don't.
It's only for information only?
That's correct. They requested that we endorse a proclamation. It was explained that it's policy of council not to endorse proclamations, but it would be included in the agenda package for information purposes, as per policy.
Any other questions or comments of councilors? Councilor McLeod?
Mr. Mayor, I'm assuming that there may be a letter of congratulations sent out from the mayor's office on behalf of council.
That will be done.
Well, one more thing, may I add? Our local Kinsmen Club turned 75 in November, so they were one of the early adopters into the KIN program. Our local KIN Club will be turning 75 in November, so they were an early club in Kinsmen Canada.
Any other questions or comments?
And they make good prize.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. And thank you, Heather. 9.2, use of permanent election list, 2020 municipal election. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Councilor Fisk.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality authorize the use of the most up-to-date province list of electorates for the 2020 municipal election.
Seconder, Councilor Fancy. CAO, do we have any comments to add to this?
Just the question from the gallery this morning. Obviously, it's a permanent list of electors. The province keeps it up to date on a regular basis. So after every municipal election, the municipality is required to provide the updates that we would incur during a municipal election to the province. During provincial elections, they make any changes to the list that happen during provincial elections, and that becomes permanent part of the provincial list of electors. As well, during federal election, the federal government provides any changes to the federal list of electors to the province as well. So my understanding is it's the most up-to-date that we're going to get outside of doing enumeration, which in the report talks about being very costly. And they have other mechanisms of keeping track as well, so I assume they go through the obituaries and things like that to keep track of people that may have passed away and moved from the list. And anytime there's any additions to the list, they keep track of it.
Any questions or comments of councilors on this item? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Moving to 9.3, we have requests for councilor training. Who would like to take the lead on 9.3? Councilor Johnson?
Sure. I'd like to recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve registration for Councilor Susan McLeod in the 10-week online policy administrative alignment imperative executive certificate in local government leadership program, the program offered through Dalhousie University at a cost of $3,495 to be funded from the 2021 operating budget.
Seconder to that motion? Councilor Fanton? Any questions or comments on that item? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
I'm going to reiterate my opposition to this request due to the fact that this is our last year in this particular council. A new council will start November the 1st. This course is basically almost $4,000 of taxpayers' money that may never be get the benefit of, because as we know, could be a whole new council come this November. And to that point, I'll also be in future meetings after this, be bringing forward a motion to change counselor training to eliminate any requests for funds to train any counselor within the last year of their council term, due to the fact that, in my opinion, would be an unwise use of taxpayers' money, seeing as that there's no guarantee that the counselors will return in the following year. This course is offered every spring and fall at Dalhousie. It can be easily taken if counselors come back, are voted back in for the following year, for the following council, but they can easily take this in the first year of the next council term, which will far benefit the 4 years of the next term. So I won't be supporting this motion today.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Any other council would like to speak? Councilor Johnson?
I somewhat agree with Deputy Mayor Kelly, but I think if we're going to relook at the training budget, the training policy, I think we also relook at whether we attend conferences and stuff like that in our last year as well, because, you know, as the policy stands today, there's really nothing wrong with the request, but policies are going to change and keep us in our last year not attending these things. I think it should be all inclusive and not just worry about the training package, but all conferences and national conference as well. So.
Thank you, Councilor Johnson. Any other comments or questions? Councilor McLeod?
I guess I have a liberty to make a comment where I'm included in this motion. So I'm taking a positive approach. I will be reoffering, and I've had 16 years experience in municipal politics, and I'd like to think positively about returning. If I don't do that, then I think I would give the public an opinion that I'm really not working on their behalf, and I'd really like to take this course. Councilor Deputy Mayor Kelly has taken a similar course in the past, and I think she really realizes the benefit of it. Timing is timing, but I'm just taking a positive approach, and I guess it's left up to councilors to see what confidence they have.
Thank you, Councilor McLeod. Any other councilor? Councilor Fancy?
I think there's very valid points that all have been made. Maybe it's something that we need to look at the future if we're going to be looking, as Councilor Johnson has said, that if we're going to take an approach of we're deny this, then we have to deny all the other things that can come up in the same umbrella, because if you can't just be picking out what you're going to pick out to say, well, this is, and maybe it's a policy change and has to take place or whatever it may be, but I believe that with Councilor McLeod hasn't, a lot of us have been to different conferences over this 4 year period, and I don't see if Councilor McLeod has been to anything that's, and this is something she has a strong feeling toward, that I find it hard to deny, not unless we change our policy. Since our policy hasn't changed, I believe that she's entitled to.
Thank you, Councilor Fancy. Follow up, Deputy Mayor Kelly.
Can I note a point of order? Is this not a conflict for Councilor McLeod to be interceded during this motion?
That would be an issue for Councilor McLeod to determine, not for council.
I believe there have been other instances. I don't know whether Councilor Kelly took a conflict of interest when hers was brought up back in the year that she took it. I don't remember that. I think we've voted on other specific. It's not a pecuniary interest. There's nothing legal about this. It's available within in our policies. So I'm not taking a conflict of interest.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that. Any other councilor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? 3 in favor. Those opposed? Five opposed, the motion fails. Thank you. Under 10.0, engineering works, we have nothing on the agenda today. Under 11.0, finance, under 11.1, we have temporary warbling resolution, Brooklyn Sewer Water, Waterfront Park, the Marina. Recommendations. Director of Finance, Jennifer Keating Hughley, is in the presentation desk, who would like to take the lead on 11.1. Stephanie Mary Kelly.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens and Sally approve temporary boring resolution file number 1920-01 in the amount of $325,000 for Brooklyn Sewer Water, Waterfront Park to Marina, copy attached.
Seconder to that? Councillor Fisk. Jennifer, would you like to give us a brief update on this?
So it is a requirement that we have specific permission from the minister prior to participating in debentures. This project has been completed for this year, so it will be complete on our March 31st, 2020 statements. We came in under budget. Our budget was $430,000, and we came in at $323,500. So we were requesting to participate in the fall debenture at the amount of $325,000.
Questions on this issue? Yes, Councilor Pence.
So where will this take us to?
The wharf. And their final phase will be in the following capital. So this was approved in the capital budget for 2019-2020.
Right.
We will be presenting for Council's consideration in the capital budget in this upcoming year the final phase of Brooklyn, which will then take us to the Marina.
So this is for last year's project.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this isn't for the future. This is what we're
fitting
in.
Oh, okay.
We're now going to pay for the project we did last summer.
Okay.
So this is from essentially the waterfront park to the Marina.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is past work.
Oh, okay. So this isn't the one that goes.
This isn't the next phase. No.
Okay.
No. We're just trying to pay for what we already did.
That's kind of nice to do.
Yes.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to 11.2, tax exemption bylaw, first reading. Who would like to take the lead on 11.2? Mayor Kelly.
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give first reading to bylaw 14 respecting tax exemptions.
Seconded to that, Councilor Crowley. Jennifer, would you like to give us an update?
So this bylaw comes forward to council each year. It requires two readings. This is the first reading, and the next reading will be on the second council, or the first council in March. We do have a couple of changes to the bylaw this year. You recall council approved midway through the year upon the transfer of the former Mount Pleasant School to the daycare that we exempt them from their property taxes, which was an unexpected bill for them in this year gone by for the June 2019 taxes. And with that approval, we said we would then consider them as an inclusion on this tax exemption bylaw this year coming forward. So there are two properties. One is a small resource property and one is the building itself. And then also Queen Supported Living has acquired a second building, a residential building. We have exempted their properties in the past, and so we have included that new property on this as well. And you'll notice that the Lions Club has been removed from the list. They are currently renting space from the daycare in that former Mount Pleasant School, so they don't require an exemption of their own separately.
Any further questions or comments on this issue of councilors? Deputy Mayor Kelly?
And just to note, then, that occurs to me, we will be receiving taxes on the old Lions Club building because now it's...
It will be taxable
Florist.
In the hands of the new owner. Correct.
Any other councillors? Councillor Fancy?
In case anybody else doesn't know, we talked about Queen's florists and the flowers we got here from them this morning. It's always nice to have recognition of
nice.
What people do for us.
I wondered where they came from. Thank you.
Yes. Any other councillor? you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? It's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Senator. We have nothing under 12.0 recreation community facilities today. Under 13.0 planning, we have 13.1 bylaw respecting amendments to the Region of Queens Municipality Land Use Bylaw. Second reading. I would ask Mike McLeod to come forward for planning. We have a recommendation in front of you today. Who would like to take the lead on this? Mr. Fancy.
I shall recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give second reading to a bylaw respecting amendments to the land use bylaw, which sees, number one, rewording the definition of small options homes to allow for up to six persons, and number two, rewording the definition of residential care facility to allow for seven or more persons.
Seconder to that? Councilor Fisk? Would you like to give us a briefing on this, Mike?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I guess further to the public hearing held earlier this morning, application has been received for amendments to the land use bylaw, which would allow for an increased number of residents permitted under small options homes. The application or the current land use bylaw and the current zoning does not allow for this, so amendments would be required to facilitate the request. The application has been put forward, has been reviewed by Planning Advisory Committee as well as staff and council. Both the Planning Advisory Committee and staff are fully supportive of the amendment request for increasing the number of residents permitted in both small options homes and residential care facilities.
Any councilor have a question or comment? Councilor Fancy?
Not a lot to say except for it's great news.
Yes.
It's great news to have this facility in our area. Great news to have the people that can be able to do it, because we already have a couple in place. Mm-hmm. And it's good for the residents that's going to be there. So it's all a great news story.
Any other councilor? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to 13.2, Queens County Transit requests funding for new van. Who would like to take the lead on 13.2, Councilor Johnson?
Yeah, I'd like to recommend that the Region of Queens Municipality approve a $25,000 expenditure as a municipal cost sharing towards the purchase of a new wheelchair accessible van, estimated at $100,000 for Queens County Transit Society, and the expenditure of the allocated from gas tax funds.
Seconded by Councilor Frehley. Mike, would you like to give us a little brief update on this?
Yes, I guess there's a little bit of background. Queens County Transit currently has three vehicles in its fleet, two of which being the older vehicles are wheelchair accessible. These vehicles were purchased by the society as an initial startup to the Queens County Transit system. It was fully recognized at that time that these used vehicles had a limited lifespan given their age and previous use. So with the first full year of ridership of the Queens Transit system has been a lot greater than what was originally anticipated, and thereby the vehicles got a lot more use than originally anticipated, and have now essentially reached the end of their life cycle. They've been off both vehicles have been off the road periodically over the last year, and cost to keep these vehicles running has certainly outweighed the cost to purchase the vehicles originally. So the Queens Transit Society is looking for council support in the acquisition of a new van to add to their fleet. So So they are looking at a request of $25,000 to the municipality out of the estimated $100,000 expenditure for the cost of a new van. And it's the intention of the society as well to apply to the province for the remainder, 75% of funding for the purchase of that vehicle. So.
Any questions or comments, Council? Councilor Johnson?
I just have a comment, and just to be very clear with the rest of the council and everybody else, I can be transparent. I've been involved with this whole trans society group right from the very, very early days before my time on council. And this group has done amazing things for Queens County. And the fact that they tried their best to get up and running and to service the accessibility issue within Queens with used equipment that in hindsight, and we all had 20/20 hindsight, we'd probably be a lot better off for it, but in hindsight the equipment just did not last. And these folks are in a hard position because they have to spend money before they can apply for money. So if you can't get started, and it's great to see that, you know, we're going to be able to give them a heads up with a new wheelchair accessible van is going to last, because just the NSCC students that get transported, they would not be going to the community college if it wasn't for this group from Queens County Transit. And we, as a group, should always look at the transit as infrastructure, no different than sewer and water in the ground and utilities overhead. So I would definitely be supporting the
Councilor Fisk?
Well, I just want to echo Councilor Johnson's comments. First of all, it's one of the best things, as far as I'm concerned, that's ever entered into the Region of Queens. They're one of the top services in the South Shore, as far as I'm concerned, also. And the sooner this van is on order, the better. They need immediately. I understand there is one van down, and they can't get that started. So they're in a dire strait to get, you know, they're having trouble meeting the demand, and I'll be for the motions on the floor.
Councilor McLeod?
Mike, they currently have three vans that they're using.
That's correct.
And is one of them purchased by the province that takes the students?
That's right. It's a Grand Caravan, and that van actually is not wheelchair accessible. That's the only one that's not. So
that transports students to the community college.
That's correct, yeah.
So this is 25% of their cost of $100,000.
That's correct.
So I think they're very positive that they'll get the remaining 75% from the province. Mm-hmm. Have you heard anything to the contrary of that? Or?
No, I haven't. I think certainly the province is very proactive in their support of rural transit systems. And I think Gil can probably speak better to that, but I think the province we anticipate would look favorably on the purchase of this van. So,
I think it's a wonderful service, as we all either have recommended it to someone that we know or have heard
absolutely
positive comments about it. And the prices, the fares are very reasonable and are very easy to negotiate. I know they give reduced fares for certain income levels and that sort of thing. So it's a wonderful service, and I will be supporting this motion.
Councilor Mews?
Right now they're down one van. It doesn't look like it's going back on the road. They're trying to lease or rent or another accessible van. That's the diesel one, and the other one, the body is starting to fall off. They don't know how long they're going to go. On another note, a couple of taxi drivers have contacted me, and they're starting to get a little worried because they're starting to take a little bit of the business. Now, they're not taking the business because of the accessibility van. So I've gone to the directors of the, a couple of directors of the Queens Transit to talk to them. They're going to set up a meeting with the taxi drivers to try to come up with an agreement, because right now they are using them. Except for accessibility and accessibility of vans. So.
Thank you. Councilor Fancy?
I guess one thing we don't really realize, because we live in our municipality, and we are a municipality, is if you go down to Bridgewater and they have the division between the town and the outside, that it becomes a And I've talked about others who were trying to set up transit systems. It becomes a problem. You know, you go to the line. We don't have lines. And it makes it so much better for our transit system that we can be able to take anybody to anywhere in our town and be able to get around these things. And like I've seen a lot of things set up now, and they're taking them to Halifax for a trip, or take them here. You can take them anywhere, and we don't have to try to negotiate between the two, because we're all one. So it does make it really, really good. And I would say the two biggest areas they service is with I don't know where these people would have been going if they couldn't get trips down to NSCC. So it's really been a real blessing that way, and especially with the accessibility and the seniors who are we are having more and more people where seniors are having hard jobs getting out of their homes and things. And we're addressing something that's a long overdue, was a problem we have in our outlying region.
Any other councillor? Question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Brings us to 14.0 report. 14.1, council implementation report. This was circulated to councillors with the agenda. Are there any questions or comments on this report as we circulate? Hearing none, we'll move on to 14.2, 2019 proclamation request, which is provided for your information. I will ask Heather Cook if you would please come to the presentation desk. Deputy Mayor Kelly.
What is Balloon Dafa Association of Nova Scotia?
I don't have my file with me, but it is an association that's out of Halifax, and
you can't hear.
Sorry, I speak low, and I had my head turned. I don't have my file here with me right now, but it is an association that's out of Halifax. There is no local affiliate here, so it wasn't included in our agendas for information purposes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Councillor McLeod?
Heather, I'm assuming that these are just generally sent out to any municipality or any organization for recognition.
That's my assumption. It looks, when we get the emails, a lot of them have others in them.
Yeah.
Or they're, it's not a personalized email in many cases.
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments of councillors? Hearing none, thank you, Heather. Appreciate that. So that brings us down to 15.0 in camera items. A motion to go in camera would be acceptable. Moved by Councilor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Mews.
I don't
know. Discussion.
I'm sorry.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? If we are now in camera, we will take a 10-minute recess.